It's just after noon at Central City Tap House in downtown Kalamazoo. The lunchtime crowd is chatting, servers are sashaying past chairs, and the speakers are playing rock tunes from the 70s and 80s. No one's really paying attention to the young woman in the center, holding a piece of chalk art in one hand and a copy of the logo for Alaskan Brewing Company in the other hand.
A lot of people come to the tap house and a lot of people know the chalkboards and stuff like that. So when I start drawing them, they're like, oh, it's you that does this. And then I'll get in a conversation. Usually we'll have like a table of six sitting right here, you know, just chatting to me the whole time.
That's Alyssa Prince. She's working on a chalkboard sign for Alaskan Brewing Company. They're sending representatives to the restaurant later this month. Prince originally started out as a waitress and bartender, but now she wears a lot of hats.
So when I started doing the chalkboards, I was missing out on some tables and stuff, and they were like, okay, well, we'll just start paying you to do them so you're not losing out on money either way. So they basically made this job for me and then offered me the graphic design position when their graphic designer left. So I do that 2 days a week and do the chalkboards twice a month at each location, and then I do serving and bartending still.
The WMU Art School alum didn't get into chalk art until a few years ago. She was asked to create a simple sign at her old job at the restaurant Old Chicago.
And they have a giant board, and I did it for Christmas. And they were like, oh, Lizzie, you're in art school. Will you just do the chalkboard really quick? But I ended up spending like 5 hours on it and making it like this giant mural and got like super obsessed with it. And they're like, okay, really, Alyssa? Like, we just needed something quick. And
in addition to the chalkboard she draws at the tap houses in Kalamazoo and Portage and at the Union, Prince also does live art demonstrations around town. Her method for chalk art is simple.
This is just sidewalk chalk. I usually start with the sidewalk chalk for my outlining and stuff like that to be able to just do the measuring because it wipes off really easily and stuff. I do all the outlining first, and then I go through and color it in and make sure it looks as realistic as I want it to or as cartoony as I want it to.
She's also been able to land other freelance opportunities. She'll be doing art for Arcadia Brewing Company and for Cupcake Zoo later this summer.
I actually got a commission one time from doing this, too, for somebody that lives across the street in those pear green towers, and I did their painting of them and their daughter, like a painting from above their fireplace with their daughters, and they just happened to see me drawing these a few times and called me over one day and was like, could you please paint us a thing for our daughter, of our daughters? And I asked her about it the other day and how they're liking it. And she's like, actually, I had to give it to my mother-in-law. She fell in love with it and was obsessed with it and moved away. So we gave it to her as a going away present because she was obsessed with it. She's like, but I think we're going to have to come get another one. I was like, well, I'm always here.
Prince is thinking that grad school might be a good possibility for the future. But for now, she's enjoying her job and hopes that others do too.
I love doing this. It's better than serving, better than bartending, you know. So I'd much rather be doing something I went to school for, and this is pretty close to it, so.
Prince will be drawing live at Cupcake Zoo during August's Art Hop. For more information, visit our website,